The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Tuesday, June the 27th. I'm Andy Holding, looking at the Ballingrobe card this evening. Seven races for you, plenty of decent looking handicaps to get stuck into, but we can say that the ground is going to be quite more different than it is in the morning paper as advertised. Good to Firm is the predicted long term forecast, but it's going to be much softer than that. They had plenty of rain at Kilbeggan last night, went soft, and it's going to be soft here tonight at this tight right-handed venue as well. So do bear that in mind if you're punting, very much looking for horses who are going to act under the prevailing underfoot condition.
Race one.
On to the first race at 5:50, which is a extended mile one claimer. And the one I quite like here is Machine Head from the Charles O'Brien stable. This horse at least has had a couple of runs on softish ground, including a nice fifth at Gowran and a decent maiden behind Only Human. And I wouldn't say he stepped up on that last time out at Roscommon, because it was a race similar to this, pretty low grade claimer. But at least he kept on quite encouragingly in the latter stages to chase home the well-ridden Mauricio, who of course had first run on the field. Rest of the field tonight, largely speaking, have got fairly patchy form, and particularly no great form on soft ground as well. So it all adds up for Charles O'Brien's three-year-old gelding to run go very close to breaking his maiden tag here tonight in the opener.
Race two.
Second race then, which comes up at 6:20, again another extended mile 1.5 furlong contest, and the one to concentrate on here is Les RQ from the Johnny Murtagh stable. Now this horse certainly gave indications a couple of runs ago that his winning term was about to be just around the corner, with an excellent fourth in quite a competitive race down in Navan behind Vermeer of Charm in a good time figure race. And he duly backed up that view with a scintillating performance at Gowran last time out. Now, the notable feature of that race, of course, was the heavy ground that encountered the runners on that particular occasion. And this horse ploughed his way through the mud. He's a big, strong type by Arcano, and he was able to cope with the conditions better than most. And I'm hopeful that he'll do exactly the same again here this evening, obviously, with the ground being on the soft side. He's nicely drawn right in the middle, and hopefully he can handle this tight right-handed track, because he is quite a big unit. I certainly see this horse potentially as being a decent hurdler throughout the winter months, because he does seem to stay particularly well. So Les RQ, quite a confident choice there in the 6:20.
Race number three.
On to the 6:15. Unfortunately, my best bet in the card doesn't run here, Ruler of France, due to the prevailing conditions, which is a bit of a shame, because he had every chance, given that he loves this track. But we're left with an alternative to the favourite here, Old Time Waltz, who's likely to be a warm order. But he's by Warfront. She's won on a fast surface as well at Nice, and handled the conditions the other day at Limerick. I'd have my doubts about her, A, being able to cope with the prevailing underfoot conditions, and B, stay the trip as well. I'm not sure she's going to get this mile and a quarter trip here tonight. So I'm going to pass her over in favour of Try Again from the Paul Flynn stable. This horse has been in fantastic form throughout the summer campaign. And I thought this horse ran up to its very best form the other day behind Geological in a race that was run at a very sound tempo. The form of that race has already begun to work out well, because the third Temple Demolition has run really well out of it. We know that he'll handle the ground as well, because he was run up behind Prove the Point as well early on in the campaign on the soft surface. So Paul Flynn's Charge, arriving here in excellent form with conditions in his favour, looks the obvious one as the alternative to the favourite there in race three.
Race four.
On to the 7:20, not a particularly strong view here for this mile five maiden. I'd probably go with Time D in the hope that the headgear works for the first time, as this horse has been slightly disappointing, it has to be said, on his last run behind Act of Valour at Roscommon, where he was well backed and never really looked like he was going to justify the gamble. Prior to that, however, he handled the soft ground really well down in Gowran to finish fourth behind William McCreary's Bombacina. And if he can return to the level of that form, as we've seen, the winner's gone on to run in group company and the second has won since, he would definitely have some kind of a chance here. So I'm hopeful that he'll turn it on tonight, back on soft ground, up in trip, timed a tentative vote there in race number four.
Race five.
On to race number five then, quite a competitive looking staying handicap over a mile five. A little bit of soft ground form, courtesy of a little bit of jumping form, and a horse who's been running well recently are the two to concentrate on here. Like that has been the one that has been running well on soft ground on the flat. And that run behind New Direction at Gowran on his last start certainly looks well in regard to the winner going in and again. Coming from a stable, obviously, as we all well know, he's in good form. I'd expect that like that to go very well. But I'm going to give Prince Charming a little bit of a chance here from the Tony Martin stable. Now, this horse's form figures on the flat don't look as good as perhaps like that. But this horse has been in really good form over hurdles of late. He managed to win at Limerick a couple of starts ago on soft ground. And then he followed up that victory with a nice success at Cork in quite a good speed figure race. Both of those two races have worked out well subsequently. And the ground wouldn't have probably been in his favour the other day when he was back on the flat at Leopardstown. I'd certainly think, given the soft underfoot conditions tonight, he can go very, very well off a mark of just 68. So Prince Charming is the choice there in the 750.
Race number six.
To the 8.25 then, and once again we've got soft ground and National Hunt form represented here in the shape of Denham Sound and Water Sprite. Both of these two horses come here off the back of good performances last time, particularly Denham Sound, who finally got off the mark over hurdles down in Wexford the last day, beating Herminio, who set a good gallop in the hands of Ruby Force from the Willie Mullins stable, and the time figure was fairly solid as well. Although she's yet to win over on the flat, I certainly think under tonight's conditions off a mark of 70, she's got every chance of getting off the mark at the ninth time of asking. Water Sprite, well, she knows it. She needs no introduction. She was a winner at the Galway Festival last season off a mark of 62 on soft ground. And largely speaking, she's been in good form over hurdles and over fences in the spring period, including that run last time out over this course behind Is She Diesel. The feature of that race was the very strong time, and I thought she ran particularly well in face of being up against a horse who clearly is very speedy around this track. Back on soft ground, I'd expect Gordon Elliott's Water Sprite to go well also in that 8.25.
And the final race.
To the final race then, the 8.55, and all eyes here will be on High Haven from the Willie Mullins stable, of course, who was rather cruelly demoted last time out from winning at the Curragh on debut, getting the better of several well-fancied sorts in the process. But she did veer off a true line late on, and I suppose the slight interference that she gave the runner-up was enough perhaps for the Irish stewards to deem her slightly fortuitous. But I take the opposite view. I thought she was the winner on merit myself. She's already proven she can handle soft ground. She stays really well, and she's probably a worthy odds-on favourite. But I've got a bit of a soft spot for Powers Bomb. This horse was making his debut the other day down in Leopardstown, and he ran quite well considering that he missed the break and he was well behind at halfway. He did all his best work at the end to finish third behind the race fit Miles to Memphis, and you've only got to look at having. Only got to look at his jumps form to suggest or indicate that he's got to go really well here. Don't forget he was fourth in the big 2.5 mile handicap for novices at the Cheltenham Festival, and he ran really well in a grade one the last time we saw him at Punchestown, so he's got plenty of boot. Soft ground shouldn't be a problem for him, and he's got a good draw if he can track well tonight. So around about the 5-1 mark this morning, it makes sense to back Powers Bomb each way in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to be looking at tomorrow's evening card at Nace, so hopefully you can tune into that. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.